My name is Aretha Van Herk, and because Stampede has been canceled this year due to COVID, I thought I would read a few pieces from my latest work, Stampede and the Westness of West. The Dreaming. On the pages of winter, horses gallop through the darkness that is our heirloom, here on the grasslands bent and whispering under the hibernating season. Invisible, those ghost hooves raise the dust of summer, the sweetness of heat, while thunderclouds stockpile the fervor of broil. A snowstorm tempts us to remember July, its sweltering grandstand thick with beer and cotton candy, blurred clamor of the announcer through a babble sound system, the cries of hucksters, the stripe of fireworks. Stampede coming. Not this year, but a certain anniversary that will arrive despite resistance or annoyance, despite the strange thrum of until. Not tomorrow, but always in the seventh month, the off-center pivot of the year turning on its axis, Saturnalia biding its time. The Ranch. We yearn to recapture what we have never seen but dreamed. It must be out there somewhere. The blue hills drenched in audible quiet. The knuckles of the rail fence grazing beside the dirt track. The poem of a road with a spine of grass up the middle, that country road that has seen neither gravel nor bitumen, only the clop of hooves, the scuff of feet. Covet a working ranch on the highwood, the smell of sage and insolvency. Ranches are having a grass holiday, now that is an understatement. Ranches broken up into wheat fields. Not a word about cool season fescue or tall grass prairie to the east. It's short grass here, that loll and roll of tough stalks, pretending to be endless, deep, deep roots, centuries old, tapping mere traces of water, dense nutrition in their long memories. The grass that covered this country. Cool season grass, slow going, drought resistant, food for the buffalo. And love. Let me demonstrate a lazy S. It sleeps on its back. My favorite horse breaker was Harry Longaball. He did not use an alias in Alberta, but went by his real name, Henry Longaball. He was quiet and good with horses. No mention of his abilities with women or his future as a bank robber. No hint that he would become his own mythology, the Sundance Kid. He worked at the Bar U, hiding out from his early indiscretions, listed in the Canadian census of 1891 as a horsebreaker. Could read and write, had a pleasant face, well-liked by all. He was the American lover we all look for, the cowboy from across the line, a visit and then vamoose. A trace, and then gone.